Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio in real time via ZipWhip landline texting at 540-371-5756 or comment on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk about the State Fair of Virginia this morning. The State Fair opens a week from today. It's September 25th through October 4th. Leanne Layden here, the Secretariat Tourism Manager at the Meadow Event Park. And with the State Fair itself, Sarah Hallett is here. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning.
Sarah, I'll start off with you. A week from today, it all gets started. For those of you who are around the Meadow Event Park all the time, and there's always things going on, but nothing quite like the State Fair, when it really has to change a lot when you start getting everything in and people showing up.
Absolutely. We've got the tents are going up and things are starting to happen, lots of activities, so we are very excited. It definitely takes up the entire facility, and we're getting ready to go.
When do vendors and when do the rides and when do people start showing up?
The Young McDonald's Farm, which is always a huge draw for everyone, has already started to be set. And actually, the roller coasters are starting to be built today with the rides on the Midway. So they're starting to trickle in now, and we'll continue through next week and getting everything set up.
It's really starting to happen.
Absolutely, it is. It is, no doubt. It takes a lot of an army, if you will, to get it all set, but it's a lot of fun and everybody's getting excited.
I've always said and thought that I can't imagine a better location for any state fair.
I agree. It truly puts you out. It's so beautiful out there. I mean, you drive, you're just off 95. It's very convenient to get to, but you just kind of, it breaks open and the sky's open and there's grass and trees and shade, and it really kind of takes you back to what you equate with a state fair from time past, where you're out, you know, in nature and out in the country, and it's a really beautiful setting.
I remember being on the last day last year, and it was just sunny and just a perfect day, and just thinking, if you were doing a movie about a state fair, this would be the setting you want. Just like you said, it's with the grass and everything, it's just the perfect element.
Sure, and married with the fact there's so much history with the location on Meadow Farm, it's just a really neat place to have it, so people can see all these great rides and then they walk a little bit further and see, you know, the historic designation plaque. So it's just kind of a perfect marriage.
Which leads us to Leanne Layden with and that's the part that both you and I talk about a lot and get excited about, the whole secretariat component to the Meadow Event Park. That's something that no state fair can claim.
That's exactly right. A big claim to fame. The only state fair located at the birthplace of Secretariat. The greatest racehorse ever, in my humble opinion. But not just my opinion. And it's wonderful. Like Sarah said, it's such a beautiful rolling piece of land. And you know, not only can you see the all of the wonderful agricultural exhibits and the Midway and everything going on, but you can see the historic barns where Secretariat was born and raised and trained right there at the Meadow.
Which that all, we'll talk in a little bit about the designation that has happened since the last time you came in. You may have come in after that happened, but we have talked about that before. But it's official, and you've got a plaque there. But to see those barns and to see where Secretariat worked out and roamed around is really something.
It's a lot of people, like I said. We have our Hoof Prints of History tours, not during the fair, obviously, but they're right. You're walking on the ground, same ground Secretariat walked on. And this year we're excited because over there near the historic Yearling Barns and where the plaque is, we have an even bigger Salute to Secretariat exhibit this year. So we're very excited about that.
During the weekends, the 2 weekends of the state fair, you have Secretariat descendants.
We do. We'll have the exhibit every day with a lot of different things involved with that. But on the weekends, we'll have a local Secretariat descendant, one from the Caroline County area and one from this general region, from the Spotsylvania area. And they'll be in the paddock both Saturdays and Sundays, and folks can come up and pet them and, you know, touch a living link to Secretariat.
And that kind of thing, in the past, I've taken pictures of the Secretariat descendants you've had around and put them on my own Facebook page. And it gets all kinds of reaction of how lucky you are and, you know, what's his name and all that kind of thing.
Oh, people just are thrilled, to be able to see, a living link to Secretariat to see and touch and to find out. And most of them are that the descendants that come are retired racehorses. So they have found a new job and their job is kind of, you know, to be a star. And we're happy to give them that platform and we're happy to have them on the property. But we'll also have a horse there, Ted, every day in the paddock. We do a promotion every year with Virginia Horse Industry Board called the Showcase of Breeds. And every weekday, we'll have a different breed in the paddock. So we'll never be horseless over there by our Secretariat exhibit, but we'll have horses like a quarter horse, a Tennessee Walker, an Appaloosa, a Morgan, different ones like that every day with somebody from their breed group that will talk about their particular horse. And so that's interesting for people because, as Sarah and I were talking on the way up here, you know, folks in the cities and suburbs don't get to see farm animals. They don't get to see horses. And it's really a thrill for them to be able to come and see horses and obviously the other animals, too, at the fair.
You introduced me last year at the State Fair to a paint horse. I'd never seen one. I didn't even know that was what it was called.
Yeah. They used to call them pintos. And so, you know, they'll be like a brown and white or black and white sort of splotchy color. And I believe, yes, we do have a paint horse again coming this year. I was telling somebody about that. You have a painted horse? No, it's not painted. It's called paint.
Well, that was with you. I think a couple of times.
Was that you that said that?
No, I asked you. I did ask you to spell it out because I couldn't quite figure out, am I hearing it right? And if you want to see a
part
paint horse.
Part of the education process.
Exactly.
Of the state fair.
Sarah, if someone wants to get tickets for the state fair, what's the best way to do that?
Well, between now and September 24th, the tickets are discounted, and you can purchase those at any Virginia area Walgreens or online. So it'll save you time and money to buy those in advance. They are on sale throughout the fair at the same locations at Walgreens throughout the state, online, and of course you can purchase at the gate. If you have next Friday open, our opening day, we're really excited. We want to show up with a bang. So we're doing a great promotion, and that is for after 5 p.m. And this is on Friday the 25th only. Unlimited ride wristbands are only $5 after 5 p.m. So it's a pretty significant savings. So gather up the family. It's time to go ride some rides. So that's after 5 p.m. on the 25th only. Those wristbands are only $5. So
okay. I did not realize that's a good thing to know for next Friday.
For sure. So head to Walgreens and grab your tickets before the 24th, and then head on over, and we will be happy to get you in the gate.
We're talking about the State Fair of Virginia. It begins next Friday. It's September 25th through October 4th. More coming up this morning on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
State Fair, our focus this morning. It's next Friday, the 25th through October 4th at the Meadow Event Park in Caroline County, right next to King's Dominion. If you've never been by there and know exactly where it is, very easy to find. Lots of signs will get you there. Leanne Layton, the Secretariat Tourism Manager for the Meadow Event Park here, and Sarah Hallett is here also talking about the State Fair. We talked about tickets, Sarah. Probably worth repeating that you can get them at Walgreens, you can get them online, and you can get them for a discount for the next few days.
Correct. Up until the 24th at midnight. So once the fair opens, they do get a regular price, but you can save up to 38%, and that's on wristbands and tickets at Walgreens and online. So we definitely encourage you to get those tickets in advance, save you some time and money at the gate. And then I also mentioned we're having a special promotion Friday night that we open, which is just September 25th. And after 5 p.m., the unlimited ride wristbands are only $5. So it's a pretty exciting way to get the fair, kick it off with a great promotion.
And there's something about those first few days, that first weekend of the fair. There's excitement all the time when you go. But when you go there real early on, it's a lot of fun.
Sure. It, you know, everybody's excited. You know, those opening days, and we've got some really special things that are new this year. Actually, the first weekend will be Bluegrass Weekend, and we've had fiddle and banjo competitions in the past for youth and open, and they've been so well attended, and there's been so much excitement. This year, we kind of grew that. So Saturday evening, after a day full of competitions with fiddle and banjo on the festival stage, we welcome Jackass Flats, which is the Virginia Bluegrass Band, and they're very well known in the area, really will provide a swell jam session, if you will. And then Sunday night, we close out with Steep Cannon Rangers, which are a nationally known bluegrass act who we're very excited to have them. So that's something kind of out of the norm for the first weekend. And then, of course, all the great new grounds attractions, the food, the fryers are up and running, the rides are going. So there's a lot to see and do.
You still have pig races?
Oh, we do, of course. They are brought to the Rosaires Racing Pigs are famous.
Yeah.
They are brought to us by our friends at Call Federal, and they race daily. And if you want to make sure you don't miss them, another new thing that we have this year is our State Fair of Virginia mobile app.
I was going to ask you about that. I saw that on the website. Talk about that.
Yes, we're so excited. So this our app, which you can download at Google Play or the App Store, is State Fair of Virginia, or you know, put an SFVA, it'll pop right up. Download the free app, and you can find times, schedules, daily schedules, your favorite food vendors. Search for your favorite food. If you want a corn dog, put that in, show you where to go, what part of the fair it's in. And there's also a map. So it's right in your pocket, and you can pre-plan and mark all the things you definitely don't want to miss.
That, when I saw that, I just saw that yesterday and thought, what a great idea, because in the past, I've printed off things, and you fold up the papers, and you're trying to do it, and you've got another, you're carrying and holding other things, and this is a great way to be able to find stuff.
Definitely, and we will still provide printed daily schedules. You can get one as you come in the gate, but this is a great way to kind of bookmark before you get there what you want to see and do, and then you can remind yourself, oh, this starts at this time, and if you allow push notifications, we'll be sending out some special messages when concerts are about to begin or the pigs are about to race and some different things. Also has the weather on there, so you can keep up with what's going on, and like I said, a map. It just helps if you don't want to have to carry a map, and if you've got little ones with you, if you're juggling several things, you can just pull out your phone and check it out.
It's probably a good idea before you go to the fair to at least look at the grounds and everything, because it is spread out over a wide area, and kind of make a plan.
I agree. Having a plan is always a good thing, especially in when there's so many different things to see and do. Because, you know, you have the rides, and you have food, and then you have all the commodities in the Meadow Pavilion. You have Secretariat to go learn about. So it's a full day that you need to plan out. So we do have a guide that goes out in the Times, Richmond Times-Dispatch, that can kind of give you a little bit more information. We have schedules on the website and, of course, the app. So you can get everything so you don't miss a thing at the fair.
One of the things you're not going to want to miss is you're going to want to – I assume you're there every day, Leanne.
Every day we will be there. Excited to tell people about Secretariat, and as I said, we've got an expanded booth this year. We'll be in the same area, which is by the paddock and by the historic barns. It's in the area called Harvest Landing. So, like, if you're walking up the hill from the Midway, we'll be one of the first things that you see, and we're also close to the tent where Young McDonald's Farm is, which, again, goes back to the great educational aspect of the fair for agriculture. Here's some of the new things that we got this year in our expanded exhibit. And this just came in yesterday. I'm so excited. We have a life-size poster of Secretariat that you can do selfies with Secretariat. We had it at the birthday party, and it was up against the wall, and it was like a magnet with everybody going over there, you know, and petting this life-size image of Secretariat.
How big is that?
Oh, gosh, I think it's about 7 feet tall and maybe 10 feet wide, and somehow I've got to figure out how to put it up. But we'll get that done. So you can do selfies with Secretariat this year. Then, as you know, what you've seen, the Love Work sign, a nice project Sarah and I had so much fun doing.
We did.
And, you know, obviously Virginia's for lovers.
And you see those love signs at a lot of visitor centers or a lot of places around the state.
Exactly. And they encourage a lot of creativity with that. And so what we did to make our love sign was to use old meadow fence boards and posts and spell out the L-O-V-E and paint them white. white and blue in the colors of Meta Stable, and even with the checkerboard. And we painted blue horseshoes and put on the V. And that is a wonderful photo op. And we've already, with the tours that we've been given, in fact, yesterday I had 30 school kids there, and they all positioned themselves on the letters on the L-O-V-E.
Yeah.
And it's a wonderful photo op, and we encourage people to do that and put it on Facebook and social media. So the love sign that pays tribute to Meta Stable will be there by our exhibit. Another new thing that we have, and you might have seen it when you were down there, Ted, is the Secretariat Racing Stride Markers. He had one of the longest racing strides in history. Only Man of War, the great racehorse of the 20s, had a longer stride, and Secretariat's racing stride was over 25 feet. That means he could literally cover 25 feet in a single bound. And what we did was to make, again, using old meadow fence posts and paint them blue and white, and then we stenciled on there Secretariat 25-foot racing stride. And it was so cute yesterday with the kids that were there for a tour. They're running between these posts trying to see how many strides it takes for them to cover 25 feet that he could cover in one bound. So the racing stride markers will be one of the features of our exhibit. And then, as you mentioned before, we have the historic plaque, and that's right there by the stall where Secretariat State is a colt.
And talk about that plaque, because that was a pretty significant achievement for you, for Meadow Event Park.
As you know from us talking over the past couple of years, this was something we undertook about 3 years ago, to have the Meadow listed on the Virginia Landmarks Register and the National Register of Historic Places. And it did take about 3 years. It's a lot of documentation. You go through one process to first get it nominated and approved for that, and then we were able to be accepted for the Virginia Landmarks Register. Then they forwarded on for the National Register of Historic Places. And it is a tremendous amount of documentation, history, architectural descriptions, lots of photographs and things like that. We had enormous help from the George Washington Regional Planning Commission to do it, the Caroline Economic Development and Tourism folks helped us.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a real team effort, but we were able to earn the plaque. It was May 26, 2015, where we got the news that we had made the National Register, and then we had the plaque unveiling on August 24th. And so, yes, it's this really, I think, helps cement the importance of Meadow Stable to Virginia history, because the farm actually dates back to 1805, and then certainly for the thoroughbred history, the Secretariat legacy, since the farm was founded as a Meadow Stable was founded in 1936 and produced many famous champions, but most especially, again, the greatest racehorse of them all, Secretariat. So
now,
we're very happy about it.
Well, with so much history around here, in all the counties around here, this adds something, and so many people have some kind of connection to Secretariat.
They do, and that's what's so fun about our tours and meeting all the people who come up to our booth at the fair. Everybody has a Secretariat story. You know, he won the Triple Crown in 1973, and here we are in 2015. And in fact, I was laughing, telling Sarah on the way up here, two of the presidential candidates have mentioned Secretariat in a couple of different times.
I have heard that, yes.
Yes, they have. So, and his impact, you know, is still felt on modern culture, but it is still very much evident in racing today, as you and I have talked with American Pharoah, who's a great-great-great-grandson, first horse to win the Triple Crown in 37 years, and he's a descendant of Secretariat. But you're right, everybody has a Secretariat story. They remember watching him win the Triple Crown with the Belmont and the great, you know, winning by 31 lengths, and he was on the cover of Time and Newsweek and Sports Illustrated. He was such a rock star, a real equine rock star of the time, and then the Disney movie really helped perpetuate that legacy and honestly bring in a whole new generation of Secretariat fans. And that's what we see with a lot of the school kids that come to see us at the Meadow. So we are very much welcome that.
Well, and you sell shirts and books. You're the author of the definitive history of Secretariat.
You're too kind, but,
it's a fantastic book. And you can pick that up there. I'm wearing a hat that I got last year. It's one of my favorite, a Secretariat hat.
And it looks very good on you. So, yes, we have one of the things at the fair when you come to our booth is we'll have the book Secretariat's Meadow, The Land, The Legend. The Land, The Family, The Legend. And I'll be doing book signings. And we also wrote a book on Reba Ridge, who's kind of forgotten, but he's the horse who really saved the farm and first Meadow stable horse to win the Derby. We also have a whole new selection of T-shirts and caps and tote bags and some other new items that you'll be able to see. We'll have information on our Hoof Prints of History tours, which we'll pick up again after the fair and go through the fall. We're going to set up in our booth a TV DVD and show Secretariat's Triple Crown races. And so they're definitely, you know, between the types of things you'll see in our booth and the love work and the plaque and the stride markers and the live horses in the paddock, you know, hopefully you'll be immersed in the Secretariat world at Meadow Event Park.
It's a really a nice component that goes along with the State Fair. StateFairVA.org is the website where you can find out ticket information and see all kinds of stuff. And as Sarah has mentioned this morning, there is a terrific app that will help you get around and along during the State Fair. State Fair opens a week from today. It's September 25th through October 4th at the Meadow Event Park in Caroline County. Leanne Layden here, Sarah Hallett here. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 8:30.
Okay, listen, we got to talk about something.
Talk done right. News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station.
ABC.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. You can weigh in on today's Town Talk topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're talking about the State Fair of Virginia this morning. It takes place September 25th through October 4th at the Meadow Event Park. It's in Caroline County as you're headed down I-95. You'll get off at the exit where you would go to Kings Dominion. You'll go down just a mile or two, really, and you'll see the State Fair of Virginia signs. Leanne Layden here, Sarah Hallett is here talking about the State Fair of Virginia. You've got the schedule there, Sarah, and we've talked about concerts and things. One of the things when we talk about state fairs is food,
of course,
and there is plenty of exotic foods once again this year.
There's always the favorites, the tried and trues, the corn dogs, the funnel cakes, the kettle corn. But you look forward every year to kind of seeing what's new out there in the crazy world of fair foods. So a few that we are excited to try this year are fried bacon, fried butter, a fried Swiss cake roll, some maple lemonade. It goes on and on. So those are a few that stood out that are some things you may not have put in the fryer before. So,
how do they do fried butter?
As I understand it, you take a nice big pat of natural fresh butter and you throw it in the fryer and it comes out and it's warm and gooey and delicious and rich. So it is definitely a treat. So look for that this year. Again, with everything else that we always look forward to, the fair favorites. And then while you're there also, you can go and learn about where all this food comes from, which is important to the fair. And that's about agriculture and our commodities here in Virginia, and meet farmers who are actually bringing all this, maybe not fried foods, but some of the components that go into making them, to your table. So it's kind of like a keep that in mind while you're enjoying your treats.
Brunswick stew, I know, is always a big emphasis at the state fair.
Right. And we have the Brunswick stew competition, and then you can purchase after the competition has been judged, take some of that home with you. So far, it's a great treat on a fall day. So absolutely.
The winning pumpkin last year, I know, came from Fredericksburg or in this area. And I know the person who grew it, or I've seen on Facebook where his family has posted pictures. I mean, he's got another big one coming.
He's ready to go. If people get so excited about those, it's crazy how big those pumpkins. We also have the giant watermelons you can kind of see. So after those are all weighed, they are on display in Harvest Landing for the duration of the fair. So if you've never seen those before, it will blow your mind how large. I mean, talk about pumpkin pie for days. I mean, it is. It's pretty neat to check those out. So,
and to do that kind of thing, I mean, with a lot of those competitions, I know the people involved. I mean, they plan all year for what they're gonna enter in the state fair.
They do, and that's what's so special about it is some of these people have participated in these competitions for years and years, and they pass it down to their children and their grandchildren, and they look forward to it. You see that a lot with our competitions that we have for fine arts, baked goods. Arts and crafts, horticulture. This is it's a family tradition, something they can do together. And not only is a great benefit, you have the potential to win scholarship money for the future, but it's just something fun to do. And I have a friend personally whose grandmother quilts and makes these beautiful quilts each year, and her aunt also participates, and she comes down with her son to show them, great grandma's quilt. It's just a neat part of the fair that kind of takes you back a little bit to a different time, and you can kind of close out all the noise of the great rides in Midway and kind of travel back a little bit and enjoy all of that and see that whole aspect of the fair.
Well, and having the Farm Bureau involved in the fair helps just the agriculture side. And again, we talk about things that make the State Fair of Virginia unique. That's one of them too.
Absolutely. And as I mentioned earlier, in Meadow Pavilion, which is a building that houses all the Virginia commodities, so you have representatives who are Christmas trees and peanuts and, anything you can imagine. And they can teach you and educate guests about what they do and their history and where they are. And that's a really special part of it is learning about that whole huge part of the Virginia economy. I think sometimes people don't realize.
Yeah. Yeah. It's especially when you get here and you start getting into Northern Virginia. You don't think about it. Last year, I had a fascinating conversation with the people with the honey, talking about just the bees.
It's pretty neat. I mean, I think we're all just don't always think about where our products come from. And there's a huge movement now for farm to table at restaurants and at, farmers markets. So this is kind of almost taking it a step further and challenging all of us to really get to know how these products come up and how they're made, how they're harvested. And a lot of these farms are family owned and have been for generations upon generations. And kind of connecting with that, I think, gives you a whole new view of the Commonwealth and our big part of our economy.
Well, and you mentioned, you and Leanne have both mentioned just about the fact that you can go to the state fair and your kids can see things that you don't normally see.
Right. Leanne mentioned, a lot of times kids, unless they go on a field trip to the zoo or they've been somewhere, they're not getting hands-on and seeing a lot of animals. And year after year, Young McDonald's Farm is by far the busiest part of the fair.
Oh, it is. And the kids are they're just in awe.
They are. We sometimes I think kids are, they want plastic toys and video games, and you get them in front of the baby chick sliding down the slide or a cow who's about to give birth. I mean, it's a whole new level of just kind of getting back to people's roots and what's exciting and neat for kids to see. And it's a tangible experience. And we have this year, for instance, we have a Gardner Jenny's petting patch, and it's a vegetable petting patch. So kids can really feel, and they can touch mint, and they can smell their hands and lavender, and touch a gourd and a pumpkin, and see, this is what you're eating, and this is where it comes from, and it's really neat. And you can grow it yourself. So
yeah, if you live in a subdivision your whole life and don't have any connection to rural Virginia, that you don't see this kind of thing every day.
Right. So it's kind of bringing, we say it's the best of Virginia all in one place. So it's, the fair is food and fun and rides and color, but it's also all this great education and respecting all of the wonderful spoils that we have, here and what we have access to. So
you mentioned a few minutes ago about the scholarships. I know that's a very big component of the state fair.
Sure. The state fair scholarship fund, youth have an opportunity to get up to the fund in general offers up to $70,000 each year. So these, kids from all over the state, and as I mentioned, there's the arts and crafts, and a big component is livestock and the livestock shows, and that's dairy and goat and hog and beef, and they all compete in these competitions the second weekend. And actually this year, something that we're really excited about that will take place Saturday at the fair that we have brought back is a sale of champions. And of those categories, I think I left out goat, sheep, hog, and beef. They take the top two winners, so your reserve champion and your grand reserve, and there is an auction. And the monies raised go back to the scholarship fund, and and it's a special night, and that'll be October 3rd at 6 p.m., and you can, you know, see all these animals. These kids have worked really hard, and they're beautiful, and it's a really neat time. So we're excited to welcome that back this year.
StateFairVA.org is the website, or the app, which during the last break here, I quickly installed the app on my phone, and it has everything. We'll talk about that before we get out of here this morning. Leanne, you were telling me that about the Guinness Book of World Records and Secretariat's hoof. Talk about that.
Yes, Secretariat's broken another world record. The folks with the Secretariat Festival in Kentucky is going on this weekend, and the folks Secretariat.com that I work with a lot, they've collaborated to create the largest horseshoe in the world, and it's just been certified by the Guinness Book of World Records. And guess whose horseshoe it was modeled after?
I'm sure it was Secretariat.
Secretariat's racing horseshoe. So this gigantic horseshoe is going to be unveiled on Sunday. In Kentucky, and it'll be I believe at the Kentucky Horse Park for a while, and then I'm told it's going on a traveling exhibition, and so we are very hopeful that next year in 2016 the giant horseshoe will come to the meadow. We're going to be working on that, so we're very excited about that. I'd like to touch on something Sarah said, if I can, about the agriculture with the fair, and it was, the fair actually was founded in 1854 as an agricultural exposition, and that's why, even though the rides and things are fun and important, but the whole educational aspect is, even back then they're trying to let people know this is where your food comes from, and I think that's why it's so important. That folks also appreciate that, you know, Virginia Farm Bureau Federation, as the owner of the fair and owner of the meadow, keeping that emphasis, that agricultural emphasis on the fair, and again, making it such a showcase, as Sarah said, for the best of Virginia. So we're so excited to be a part of that.
We're just touching on so many things, because there's so many things going on at the State Fair. The demolition derby is always a big thing.
Everybody loves the demolition derby. The crunch and the roar of the crowd, people get really excited and into it. And we do have that back this year. We have a professional rodeo back this year. Mutton busting, if you've never experienced that.
What is that?
Well, contestants have to be 60 pounds and under, and they are on sheep, and they have their helmets, and they are let loose, and they hold on to the sheep. So they try to ride like the big boys, but so they're not on bulls, they're on sheep. But
yeah.
It's really something to watch, and some very determined little ones who enjoy that. So we're excited to have that back this year. Some new grounds attractions. You know, as you mentioned earlier, we of course have the racing pigs. That's a staple. But we do have a sandscape this year, which is a giant sand sculpture, which will be in Meadow Pavilion. Basically, they take these big piles of sand, and this amazing artist transforms it. And I think the theme is Virginia agriculture. And so that is definitely something to go check out. It's pretty neat if you've never seen one.
No, that's interesting.
We have a Team Rock Martial Arts, which is extreme entertainment for all of those. They appeared on America's Got Talent, so you may have seen them before, but they're pretty entertaining. Tumbleweed Crossing is another new attraction. It's an old West show full of explosions and jokes and very family-friendly. Those are just a couple of the new things, and all of these are listed on the app and on the website and on the schedule if you want to check them out for a little more information. And then another thing that we always are excited about that's included in your fair admission ticket are the concerts. And we just a few highlights. We welcome Chris Jansen, will be there September 28th. He had a big song in the country charts this past summer, Buy Me a Boat. So he's going to, I'm sure, pack him in. Charlie Daniels is a fair favorite. Charlie mm-hmm. Daniels Band will be there October 4th at 8. And then we also have something new this year. Praise Day will be on Saturday, October 3rd. And we have community choirs from different churches, gospel groups, comedians, dance, everything. So it's kind of a fun, very family-friendly day to come out and check out all those community groups. So we're excited about that, too.
You did mention one of my favorites, the guy with the chainsaw.
Oh, of course. He is a, you know, tried-and-true favorite. He Ben Rising is his name. His talent is something I've never seen before.
I know, yes.
If you have never sat and watched a whole demonstration where he literally takes a giant log and transforms them into fish and deer and, I mean, I think there was like a puppy last year and it's like fascinating to watch.
It's mesmerizing.
Right.
It is.
He is a fair favorite. So yes, absolutely. He will be back there again. I mentioned Young McDonald's Farm, The Racing Pigs, Lance Gifford, The Magician, Kachunga, The Alligator. I mean, I could go on The Birdman. Really neat stuff you don't see anywhere else, and all things that you can enjoy with your family and that everybody can enjoy watching. And it's just kind of a special time. So.
And you can walk around, and you've talked about some of the more far out things, but you can also get the candy apples that you have on the website. I just sit there and wait for it to scroll back because it just brings back all kinds of good memories.
Everybody has their weak spot. Mine's kettle corn. I dream of kettle corn. That to me is what I can't wait to see. But yep. Some people, it's the fried Oreos, it's the elephant ears, it's the corn dog. It's definitely a time to splurge on, put the calorie counter away and just have fun
for a couple of days.
Yeah. You know, summer's over. You can have a few little treats.
Yeah. Yeah. StateFairVA.org is the website. You can also go to Apple iTunes and pick up the app, and you can get the State Fair app and find all kinds of information that way too. StateFairVA.org is the website. State Fair goes on next Friday, September 25th. It opens through October 4th. More on Town Talk on News Talk 1230.
You're listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Got an opinion about today's show? Text the studio now at 540-371-5756. Now, here's the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
Sarah Hallett, Leanne Layton here from we're talking about the State Fair of Virginia that begins a week from today, goes through October the 4th. And Leanne, you will be there with all the Secretariat stuff, and It's a great booth that you have, and it's fantastic just to have the State Fair and Secretariat all there together.
We're thrilled about it. Yes, we're Secretariat Central. Of course, the Meadow, as you know, is the birthplace of Secretariat, and this is the only State Fair in the country that can claim that distinction. We'll have an expanded exhibit this year. We'll have our new life-size poster of Secretariat for selfies with Secretariat. We'll have the new giant love work that we created this year, the racing stride markers, the historic plaque for the designation, the national designation, lots of wonderful Secretariat merchandise for souvenirs. So it'll be a lot to see, and the Secretariat descendants in the paddock, and also different breeds of horses during the day. And also on the other side of the property, on the south side, Sarah mentioned rodeos, but there are also horse shows every day over on the south side of the property. So if you're a horse lover, the State Fair is the place for you.
And you've been in here before, and we've just talked about Virginia's got rich history with horses.
Absolutely. I mean, from the founding of, the original colonists, and a very illustrious history, especially in Caroline County, was known as the cradle of horse racing back in colonial days. And all of that obviously is a thread of the story that leads you to Secretariat.
Sarah, the tickets, you can get tickets a little bit, you can get a deal on them right now through the start of the fair. And then next Friday is if you like rides.
Sure, it's the day to come, yes. Yeah. Between now and September 24th, again, if you purchase advanced discount tickets at any area Walgreens, and that's a discount on tickets as well as the wristbands, and then also online, and of course they stay for sale at those locations past the 24th. They just go up to regular price. But then a special kind of, we're here, we're excited, we're ready to welcome everyone to the fair next Friday night, September 25th. After 5 p.m., the unlimited ride wristbands are only $5. So that's a new special promotion that night only. So come on out Friday night and say hello and ride some rides.
So what are your favorite parts of the State Fair, both of you? I'll start with you, Leanne. What do you like best about the State Fair besides Secretariat?
Oh, that's so hard to say. Well, I think ever since I was coming to the State Fair many, many, many years ago, I would always go to where the horses were. So just being able to see so many different kinds of horses at one place. But honestly, I mean, just everything about the fair, the people, the whole atmosphere of especially there at the Meadow. It's just a wonderful place to be.
And we should mention that the 2 weekends of the state fair, their Secretariat descendants will be there. You can get close
to keeping the legacy alive.
What about you, Sarah? What do you like about the state fair?
Oh, gosh, there's so many things. I think probably it's just a general feeling. I mean, all the attractions are entertaining, and the food is great, and the concerts are great. But there's something about being at the Meadow Event Park, you know, around twilight when the sun is setting, and there's just everyone just is happy and is having a great time. It's just a really special, warm feeling that I think you look forward to each year. It's just kind of a special memory, and people keep that for years and years. So,
and if you've got a smartphone, there's an app that that I just downloaded during the show and has all kinds of stuff from maps to everything.
Right. It is State Fair of Virginia, if you search that, or SFVA, and it has daily schedules, has all our food vendors. You can search your favorite foods, a map, and some background information on attractions. So definitely download that. Keep the fair in your pocket. We have over 400 hours of entertainment and attractions and concerts, so it's a lot to keep track. So let your phone do it for you.
After those 400 hours, how tired are you when this all wraps up?
It's adrenaline. It's pure adrenaline. It's 10 days, and there's new things every day. There's so much exciting, you know, so many exciting things going on. So maybe check back on October 5th or 6th, and we'll see how we feel.
Sarah Hallett is with the State Fair of Virginia, with Meadow Event Park, with marketing there, and Leanne Layden, the Secretariat Tourism Manager there. And boy, thanks for coming in, and looking forward to all there is to go on at the State Fair. This is a really fun time of year.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That is it for Town Talk this morning. StateFairVA.org is the website. You can find out all the information. And again, you can find out about getting the app there too. State Fair Virginia, September 25th through October 4th at the Meadow Event Park in Caroline County. Thanks for listening this morning. See you next time on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. The Glenn Beck Program is next on News